I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, part of the Pasatiempo. And Rob DeWalt is joining us today, too. He is also with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And at least one of them is with us here just about every week. Speaking of the arts, welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, gentlemen, who are you talking to?
I'll take it. I'll take the gentleman.
What gives us the fine privilege of having two Roberts from the Pasatiempo on the air today?
I don't know. You know, I know. I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be with you on the 23rd, and I got my dates confused. And I said, hey, you know, I'll be at the radio show tomorrow. And Robert
Most
was like,
excellent.
Well, you don't have to, but yeah, go ahead. So, well, that and I had selfish reasons. Both of my dogs have birthdays this weekend, so I wanted to be on the air and wish them.
You celebrate dog birthdays?
Yes, we do.
What are their names?
Birthdays. Venus will be 4, and Pasquale will be 7.
Nice.
Venus, if you will.
So, yeah, so happy Venus birthday to my dogs.
Happy birthday to the dogs. My dog, Honey, had a birthday this in
How old is Honey?
She's 11.
Wow.
Patterson, she was 1. She's a good dog. She doesn't act like an 11-year-old. She's
did
a
you
well
lease her by?
She's a well-preserved matron. she escaped captivity from the people who used to live next door.
Oh, good.
And she adopted me.
Yeah, that's how we got our Rottweiler Pasquale, too.
Yep. So, what's happening this weekend and this week?
There's all kinds of great stuff happening. There's one of the things that I'm really excited about is happening on Tuesday at Collected Works Bookstore. Deborah Madison.
Yes, we're going to have her on the air on Tuesday morning.
Oh. She is going to be signing copies of her new book, Seasonal Fruit Desserts from Orchard Farm and Market, at 6 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore. And I talked to her about the book last week and wrote about it in the food column on Wednesday. And she's just a great gal. She's inspired me since the 90s when I started cooking professionally, and she's a local treasure.
You're a professional cook?
I was a professional cook for 18 years, a chef for 7, and a restaurant consultant for 2.
That's right. I knew that. You were a man of many gifts.
Started down this crazy road.
So a wonderful and beautiful book about desserts.
Gorgeous pictures, mouthwatering recipes, really easy to follow.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate that we have such a short growing season in northern New Mexico, but there's tons of great fruit out there at the markets.
Indeed.
So.
And this is the last weekend of 2 different plays. The Baton Project is happening at the College of Santa Fe.
That's
and
correct.
Time Enough at Warehouse 21.
That's right. Sacred Mistakes, the Baton Project, is running tonight at 8, Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2 at the Greer Garson Theater over there at the College of Santa Fe campus. You can call us 473-6511 for ticket information.
The word of mouth on that's been very good.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from anybody who's seen Time Enough yet, but it's directed by Clara Seister, who's pretty talented. And
I went to the rehearsals of both of them, and they were both very good. And as we know, and as we talked about on this program, the lead actor in Time Enough, who plays a dying man in the play, died a couple of days before the opening of the play, and they brought in a new actor. It was a very poignant. He was a wonderful actor and a wonderful person, and a great loss to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
There's also a new play opening up, Dead Man's Cell Phone.
Dead Man's Cell Phone, yes.
Yeah. Opening tonight at the Santa Fe Playhouse, Sarah Rule's comedy. We have a preview story in today's paper by Michael Wade Simpson, who's a really good writer, good theater writer. And I think the premise is pretty well known. A woman answers the phone at the nearby table, and it turns out to be a dead man's cell phone. And she's launched into espionage, car chases,
dun,
incredible
dun, dun,
sexual adventures. I mean, well, maybe not. I don't know. I should have read the play before. But anyway, Catherine Donnelly.
Is it noirish?
It's a comedy by Sarah Rule. She's a really smart
It sounds
playwright.
Like something you would have written.
No, I wrote... what the hell did I write last year?
You're working on something else.
Wasn't it Dead Man's Jest something last year?
Dead Man's Jest.
I mean, and then there was the Theater Grotesco, Richest Dead Man Alive. A lot of dead men in titles.
You like classic music, or classic rock and 80s music?
What about it?
They're on Saturday. DJ Una...
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. DJ Donna Early is spinning dance faves from the 60s through the 80s.
That's like the best dance music.
Yeah. And they're doing it from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday out at the new Mike's Music Exchange in El Dorado.
No, I haven't been there. What's that like?
It's an interesting space. They get a lot of acts that normally you would think would play in Santa Fe out there in El Dorado now. It's kind of a burgeoning scene.
Is it a good dance place?
Yeah.
Because there's like not many good dance places in Santa Fe anymore.
No, there's no good dance floors. There's plenty of places to dance, but there's no real
It's still fun to dance at El Farol on their tiny little dance
tiny,
floor.
Tiny, ditto La Fonda. El Dorado's a little better.
The Sweeney La Fonda, that's not so small. La Fonda, yeah, it's small, but not that small.
But yeah, so this is tomorrow night, 7 to 10. You got to pay to get in, 466-2782. Retro rock and roll dance. That sounds great.
It's a benefit to support El Dorado teen activities. So
good, that's always good.
It's a dance with a good cause, so that's good.
Do the teens consider dancing a teen activity?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, teens are absolutely dancing.
Sure.
Did you dance as a teen?
Of course.
Wow. How about you?
When I was a teen? Oh, yeah. I made a fool of myself. I showed up at my first day of school at Santa Fe Prep as a freshman wearing my breakdancing outfit.
And what year was this, 2004?
1982.
Oh. Yeah. Up in Newburgh, New York, we used to have a band called Big Etzel, and they played 50s and 60s music. And my older sister took me out and taught me how to dance to that kind of music. And she said, if you can learn how to dance as a straight guy, you are going to attract women like crazy.
Yep. Did it work?
I attracted quite a few women who were crazy. I mean, crazy about me.
I don't dance anymore. So. I just kind of bob my head up and down. It hurts less in the morning.
Like those little turtle figures with the head that moves you can put on your dashboard?
Yeah, the bobbleheads.
Yeah.
That's kind of how when you get into your 40s, a lot of people, that's how they dance.
Let's hope not. Okay, what else is happening this weekend and this coming week?
Well, on Wednesday, we've got Standing in the Doorway, Teachings and Stories of the Turtle Island Liars Club. Already I'm interested. Christopher Teuton, T-E-U-T-O-N, talks at noon at the School for Advanced Research Boardroom. It's free, 954-7203. So it's a noon chat free about Teachings and Stories of the Turtle Island Liars Club. Now, I'd like to know, A, what is Turtle Island?
Turtle Island is North America.
You mean we live in Turtle Island?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the North American continent.
I didn't like that.
We're islanders.
I didn't know that. Oh, that must explain the tortoise color eyes you got there. And then what's the Liar's Club?
It's a lot.
Is that like where you get up and lie and people have to figure out if you tell them the truth or not?
That I don't know.
How did it get the title Turtle's Island? Oh, silence, I see. For once I caught you on something.
I'm not going there. There's a great show on that's opening tonight at 8 Modern. It's called The Perfect Machine. It's collage, mixed media and collage by Lance Letcher. There's a reception at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Shows up through May 15th. There's a story on page 32 in Pasa Tiempo written by moi. Santa Fe Complex also tonight. Number 12, Memory and Identity, a group show of experimental videos, which is part of the Manipulated Image series. There's going to be a musical accompaniment by guitarist Brooks Williams tonight. That's at 7:30 to 9:30. There's a suggested donation. You can call 216-7562 for more info on that.
You know what? I have to say I made an error. Turtle Island, I thought it was, it's a Native American concept. I thought it was for just the North American continent, but according to this little site that I'm looking at, it's Mother Earth herself.
So there you go. So this is probably a sociopolitical talk and not something about a bunch of people that live on Turtle Island off the Galapagos and tell lies.
Well, it's also a fact that there's a Turtle Island, Queensland, a Turtle Island in Snowshoe Lake, Ontario. There's a group of Turtle Islands in the southern Philippines. There's a Turtle Islands National Park in Malaysia. And the list goes on.
Wouldn't it be nice to live on Sarong Island?
Can you say more about that?
Well, there'd be like 200 women and me, and they'd all wear sarongs, and I'd do my best to get them out of it. It would be a wonderful life. Hopefully there'd be a bartender to make me some Mai Tais.
And you could say, if this is sarong, I don't want to be right.
Oh, I like that. That's really good coming out of you. That's nice.
All right, what movie is that from?
No, that's a friend of mine. I went to Bali last year, and a friend of mine came up with that, and I've been laughing about it ever since. Speaking of Bali, it's actually an interesting week. We had Armando Espinosa and Craig Johnson on talking about the tour to Oaxaca, cultural tour to Oaxaca, and we just had the folks from the NAACP on talking about a political and cultural and wildlife tour to South Africa and Ghana. And I got a letter from the Bali Art Project saying that the trip to Bali, they do an annual trip to Bali called the Bali Art Project, and it's centered around bringing 8 high school juniors from the Santa Fe area to Bali to have a cultural experience, but they also bring adults along. And 2 of the adults have had to drop out. So if there are any adults who would like to go to Bali, and I went last year for 1 month, they should call Xenia or Galen at 988 7209.
Nice.
Or they can mail Bali Art Project at earthlink.net.
Let's do some Bali on the music events tonight. Jerry Carthy at Amavi, 7 o'clock, no cover. Three Faces of Jazz at Chispa at El Mason, 8 o'clock, no cover. Cowgirl has John Courage and the Damn Band doing Country Soul at 9. There is a cover charge. Savor, Cuban music, 6 o'clock at the Dragon Room, Pink Adobe.
Nice. You know where I heard Savor last weekend?
Where?
Alamosa, Colorado. They played up there.
And you just happened to be there?
I just happened to be there. It was so funny. We walk into this place and there's Victor from Savor.
That's so strange. There was a bartender in my grandfather's hometown of Cold Spring, New York. He couldn't stand my grandfather because my grandfather always came in and gave him grief and drank and didn't pay his bill. During World War II, this bartender got a job on some, like, isolated island, in the South Pacific. And my grandfather got on a merchant marine ship. It was sunk, and he made his way to the island and walked into the bar. The bartender was, like, about to kill himself because this guy found him. It's a great family story, and you're both staring at me like,
chasing
okay.
him around the earth. There's some more Irish music going on this week. There's a County Kerry fiddler Paddy Jones, one of the last living masters of the traditional music of Ireland's... I'm not even going to try and pronounce that region. the concert is at
County
8 p.m.
County Kerry?
No. Silab Lu. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
No problem.
But the concert is at 8 p.m. Tonight at Oddfellows Hall, 1125 Cerritos Road. Tickets are available at the door. Call 820-3535 for more details on that. There's another show that I'm really excited about. Seattle-based industrial electro act Assemblage 23 is going to be playing at
the Corazon show.
Corazon, yeah, at 9 p.m. on Monday, April 5th. Doors open at 8. They're going to be joined by an act from Melbourne, Australia called Angel Theory and a Costa Rican electro duo called Sibel. And it's a 21
Theory.
And over show.
Well, you're the one.
And on Tuesday, April 6th at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church, the Sierra Club is presenting a Santa Fe County Commissioner Forum. I know this has nothing to do with the arts, but Bill Dupuis, news director of KSFR, will be moderating a forum for the candidates for Santa Fe County Commission.
Great.
Focus on topics including development of green jobs, energy strategy, water issues, and land development. So once again, Tuesday, April 6th at 7 at the Unitarian Church.
Good. Pick up the Pasta Tempo for the book reviews. It includes Richard Ellis's On Thin Ice, The Changing World of Polar Bears, which I suspect is not good news. Good review by Susan Meadows. And my review of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which I swear I didn't write. I mean, I wrote the review, but not the book. It's by Seth Graham Smith, and in which Abe Lincoln turns out to be a vampire killer. Also, while we're talking about book talks, if you're a fan of Warren Oates, a terrific character actor, there's an equally terrific biography of him by Susan Campo, a University of Southern California
lecturer. Have you read
lecturer. It? I read it and reviewed it last year. I love Warren Oates, a crazy life. And she's going to be here talking about Warren Oates in the book at 7 o'clock Thursday in the community room of the main branch of the Santa Fe Public Library, 145 Washington Avenue. Call 955-6791. More importantly, pay attention to the book pages in Pasta Tiempo, whether you like them or don't, disagree or don't, because they've turned into a really good review page. And Jill Batson has a piece in today's Pasta on a new book on The Boy Who Would Be Shakespeare, A Tale of Forgery and Folly by Doug Stewart, who I do not believe is the Santa Fe Doug Stewart playwright. I think it's a different Doug Stewart.
Now, on Thursday of next week, Thursday, April 8th at 7 o'clock, the Vista Grande Public Library monthly author talk presents Santa Fe photographer Ford Robbins. And he will discuss and show photographs and sign copies of his new book, Connections. And that is all free. It's open to the public. For more information, you can call 466-7323 or go to vglibrary.org.
Let's do some classical music stuff.
Sure.
Because we don't do enough of that here.
Yes, let's.
Adam Neiman is going to be doing some shtick on 7:30 Thursday in the St. Francis Auditorium, probably playing the piano and stuff. Santa Fe Concert Association piece, and we have a nice piece on him in today's Pasta Tempo. If you like that kind of thing, you got to pay to get in. Call the Lenzik, 988-1234, and again, it's 7:30 Thursday.
There's Santa Fe Pro Musica's Baroque Ensemble, Baroque Holy Week, featuring soprano Catherine Mueller, music of Bach and Handel, at 8 p.m. at the Loreto Chapel on Friday. You can get tickets at the Lenzik box office, called 988-1234. You can also get them at the Santa Fe Pro Musica box office. call them at 988-4640.
What's the story on Lance Schlesser, your story? I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, this guy's wonderful. He studied with, he's an Austin-based artist, but he worked for Amado Pena, who's a fairly celebrated Southwestern artist who has ties to Nambe, who had a studio in Austin, and Lance worked with him for about 11 years before. I guess even in art studios, there's downsizing, but he started out as a sculptor, and he does this wonderful collage work. A lot of his earlier work is very pattern oriented, but now he's gone off and written himself a children's book. And after he did a mural for a children's hospital in Texas, it kind of inspired him to sort of gear his work towards a more juvenile audience. And while he was putting those works together, he sort of got inspired by some of the work that he was doing, and a story came out of it, and he decided to make a children's book out of it. So a lot of the work that's going to be on display at the exhibit is most of his newer works. It's a little more colorful, it's a little less structured, but it's, you can look at it and you can see how much work goes into each piece. It's amazing work.
Great. And it's the cover story of today's PASA.
Yeah,
and there's a reception tonight?
There's a reception tonight, yes, from 5:30 to 7:30 at 8 Modern.
Let's talk movies for a minute. Clash of the Titans, the remake. Mythological monsters chasing people. I love that stuff. When I was a kid, I used to watch The Seven Voyage of Sinbad and all those characters. Cyclops, dragon that got out of the cave and ate that one guy. That stuff was great. So Clash of the Titans is like a new 3D version.
You go back and watch the old Clash of the Titans, and it looks, it's so, the stop motion photography that they did, it looks so bad.
No, I love that stuff. I'd rather have that than this stuff today.
I do too. That's why I don't want to go and see the new movie, because I don't want to, A, be disappointed by the new movie, but B, I don't want it to sway how I think about the old movie.
Well, the old movie had Ursula Andress already.
You can't live in the past, Rob.
Is this your pen?
Oh, yes, I can.
All right.
Oh, he got his pen back. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo opens at the screen. I haven't seen it yet. Jonathan Richards gave it a decent review. The Sun opens at CCA Cinematheque. Bob Benzer gave it a decent review. And still playing around town is Crazy Heart at the Regal DeVargas. Chloe, a sexual thriller that I thought was very disappointing, despite having a very nice lesbian scene between Julianne Moore and Amanda Seyfried. And The Green Zone and The Hurt Locker, which are both pretty... Hurt Locker is a dynamic picture. That's at Regal North. And the new Miley Cyrus picture opens this weekend. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, her breakout role.
And that's probably just as well. Why is it her breakout role?
Because
she breaks out in acne?
No. I mean, this is supposed to be her first sort of serious part. It's not getting very good reviews.
Yikes.
So on April 7th of next week, at the Photo Eye Salon. It's the first Wednesday photography salon at Photo Eye Gallery at 376 A Garcia Street here in Santa Fe. They will be presenting artists Jason Jacks, Brendan Soder, and Alexandra Huddleston. And so they have a salon, obviously, the first Wednesday of every month. So check it out at Photo Eye. PhotoEye.com.
There was something that I remembered that I wanted to talk about, but I don't have the information in front of me. The Santa Fe Farmers Market has changed its hours. April, they begin a different set of hours, and I'm not sure what they are, but maybe we could pull it up on the old computer.
Okay, I'll pull it up on the old computer.
But in the meantime, I'll tell you what else to do in town. D Numbers is having a CD release party at 8 p.m. on Saturday. At Moving People Dance, which is a different sort of venue for this kind of thing. These guys, I wrote about them in my Soundwave column, put out a great second album called Onda, and it's all over the map. Jazz, electro, funk, rock balladry. It's instrumental, but it's really good stuff. They're local yokels, and they're having this show at 8 p.m. on Saturday. You can call 438-9180 for more information.
Hey, what time is it?
It is 8:51, and the Santa Fe Farmers Market is open every Saturday in the rail yard from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon.
That's right. It's
I don't get up that early.
Hours, yeah.
The other night I went home, and there was like nothing on TV but Sasquatch or no ghost shows where they try to find ghosts, you know, those things.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So
Monster
I pulled out a DVD called White Comanche, and it had William Shatner before he did Star Trek, and he plays twin brothers. He's a gunfighter, but he's also the White Comanche.
I've seen that.
And the gunfighter keeps getting mistaken for the White Comanche. and then people chase him. It's a terrible, terrible movie with jazz music. I watched the whole thing. It's got a nude bathing scene with a beautiful actress, and you don't even get to see her nude. And I was thinking they stole it all from Comedy of Errors.
Did but there's nothing better.
It's a Western remake of Comedy of Errors.
Yeah, that's true. It's a Shakespearean. There's nothing better than William Shatner singing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah.
And for those few of our listeners who may not have heard of this cultural phenomenon, you can look it up on YouTube.
You can YouTube it? Can you see him performing it?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you can at least hear the
Spock
audio.
Spock YouTube video you sent me where he's singing a song with all those little girls.
Oh, that's the tale of Bilbo Baggins. YouTube it. But William Shatner got his start in Shakespearean theater. That's how he got his start.
No wonder he did the movie then about the twins.
Yeah,
all confused.
Yeah, comes together. I got a note from the Blue Rain Gallery that they are having an opening tonight featuring new paintings by Northern New Mexico painter Jim Fogel. And the show is entitled Roadrunners to Woodcutters, and 5 to 7. And, of course, on Friday nights, there's a lot of Blue Rain Galleries at 130 Lincoln Avenue. There's a lot of openings every Friday night from 5 to 7.
This week especially.
Yesterday, I went out to El Dorado Community School to do a story on K-8. And the principal took me to various classes to talk to the kids. And one of the little kids pointed at the principal and said to me, "He punched Jesus." And I looked at him and he said, "It's a long story. I was overseas and there was a guy named Jesus and we got into an argument." This is funny. I mean, it's just for a kid to say that.
Oh, tonight at Gig on 1808 Second Street,
across the Tampa, yeah.
Ella Cantor and Matt Brewer will be playing. Guitarist, vocalist, and composer Ella Cantor and bassist and composer Matt Brewer.
Here's something that's happening out of town, but a lot of people might be interested in. Arlo Guthrie and his band are going to be in concert at 8 p.m. on Saturday, April 3rd, at the Journal Theater at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
Now Arlo Guthrie?
Arlo Guthrie.
Our same Arlo Guthrie who we listen to every Thanksgiving the day before playing Alice's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a tradition?
It's an annual tradition. I forgot to do it one year, but almost every year I've played Alice's Restaurant on the day before Thanksgiving and then talked to Stacey Pearl about Thanksgiving dinner.
When I was living in Athens, Greece, I went to some grimy bar one night in the spring in the early 80s, and some American folk singer who like was on some tour, he got mislaid or waylaid in Athens, Greece, was stuck playing in a local bar for drachmas, which is what the euros were in those days. He was playing the Arlo Guthrie songs. And I felt sorry for him. He was just standing, and all these Greeks were staring at him. I thought he was good.
Trash Disco continues in Santa Fe. This thing has been around forever. DJ Una spins disco and house music beginning at 8:30 p.m., ending at midnight at the Silver Starlight Lounge at Rainbow Vision Santa Fe on Saturday night.
Excellent. And
who's the artist behind you, Mary Charlotte?
I don't know.
Can't we see a name?
Nope.
Nope. And Oil on Paper?
There's some Oil on Paper works down here at the Santa Fe Banking Company.
They're nice.
They are, but I don't see any artist name. Okay, so it was great having you guys on. I hope you come back next week.
Hey, you know what? I was watching cable the other night. A couple of nights ago, they had a Marx Brothers movie marathon from 6 in the evening until 5 in the morning.
Where was I and which ones did you see?
Well, I didn't. Unfortunately, I had to read a book, so I couldn't. I was just watching.
You turned on the TV for the Marx Brothers? What were you reading? Karl Marx?
No, I was reading. The two events were unrelated. I happened to turn on the TV because I'd been watching South Park or something, and I looked at what was coming up on TCM, and it was a whole entire night of Marx Brothers movies.
But you didn't watch them?
Well, I watched a few minutes of
TiVo them?
Animal Crackers. I don't have a TiVo, but I watched a few minutes of Animal Crackers and of Day at the Races, and they're great. And I thought of you because you and Groucho are exactly the same
person.
People
say that about me all the time, but I don't see that. But people always say it's like Groucho Marx, but I don't. It must be my voice and my New York inflection.
Everything but the bank account.
Well, one of the things that
I've got no bank account.
The guy who comes on in between the movies came on, and he was talking about how when the Marx Brothers moved to Los Angeles, they all responded to it really differently. Zeppo and his wife became big socialites. Harpo was very happy and spent time with his family, and Groucho was really pessimistic and always just lived in small, modest, rented apartments because he thought the whole thing was just going to crash and burn at any moment and that they wouldn't have a long career, even though they did.
And Chico kept on chasing women and gambling away all his money, just
exactly.
like he did on the East Coast.
Yeah.
He's the one that I already said was like the sweetest guy. And there's a funny story about him. When he died, they asked the rabbi to say he was the least malicious man that ever lived. But the rabbi said he was the least mischievous man that ever lived. And Harpo turned to his brother Groucho at that funeral and said, when I die, hire a mime to do the service.
That's messed up. Well, gentlemen, it's just about time to go.
Well, Robert, good doing this.
Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt are with the Pasa Tiempo and the Santa Fe New Mexican.
We certainly are.
And it's great to have you both here. I'm just delighted that neither of you gave me a hard time.
Why would it's really great to be here. No, I had a good time, too.
Yeah. Come back together anytime, and there will be one Friday in the near future.
The inference here is that because he's here, it watered down my giving you a
hard time. No, I thought you were gonna
gang up on me.
Yeah,
it's happened.
Because
it's happened.
Always tell me you two gang up on me when you're there.
That's true. We didn't do that either.
No.
Every time you get a third person, it's usually two against one.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
See that?
My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org.
Let's tickle her.
We're podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stop it. And you can find us at Facebook.com. Stop it. Facebook.com/Radio Cafe.
Let's kiss her.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Thanks to Bill Dupuy and Dan Garrity for the amazing news that they bring to us every single day. Thanks to Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt with their mumblings. What were you just mumbling about?
We were just doing antics.
And thanks to you for your antics.
Yeah, and thanks for your uncle.
Thanks for having us.
I like him too.
And we will see you tomorrow. Have a nice day. So what are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, birthday party for the dogs, of course.
Of course.
No, we're not,
what are
we're
you
not,
making them?
We're not doing that. We're just going to take them out to
cake?
The country. No, they're not allowed to have anything that looks like people food. They, you know, every once in a while they get a little grease on their food, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But
my
no,
dogs
I'm going
love
to this
anchovy oil.
Show.
What?
Anchovy oil?
Anchovy oil, yeah. You eat the anchovies, then you give them the oil, they love it. Anyway, where are you going to?
I'm going to the Lance Letcher show tonight. And then I don't know what else I'm going to do. I'm going to try and go out and see some live music this weekend.
I'm going to watch Victor Mature movies on Easter. And in the interim, I'm waiting for my beautiful dog to get out of surgery. That's what I'm saying.
I don't even have Easter plans.
Doggy.
Do you have Easter plans?
This morning.
Yes, I'm going out to dinner with my beautiful mother.
Nice.
Hasta la vista, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao. Ooh.